Prime Minister Lawrence Wong delivered this year's budget statement in Parliament yesterday. One of the announcements involved the expansion of a Skills Future initiative, which provides an allowance to mid-career workers aged 40 and above taking up training courses to include part-time programs. The Skills Future Level Up program, first announced at last year's budget, aims to support mid-career workers in upgrading their skills.
And the program includes a $4,000 credit top-up and monthly allowances for those who take time off work to pursue full-time training. From next year too, workers enrolled in selected part-time training will get a fixed monthly allowance of $300 to help make their learning expenses more affordable. We speak now with Lee Wee Tech Head of Data and Analytics, with sneaker brand Kerry Uma, and Alfred Liu, decarbonization lead with air conditioning service provider SASM&E Private Limited. Wee Tech, Alfred, we want to thank you very much for making time for us today. Wee Tech, let's start talking with you first. You were in operations originally, but then decided on a mid-career switch. Tell us that story.
Sure. Hi, Susan. So when I made my mid-career switch, and this was back in the year 2014, I had already been in operations for about 9 years. It was then I realized that operations wasn't something that I really enjoyed and wanted to do for the rest of my career. So I decided that I want to find something that I will enjoy a lot more and also has good career prospects.
Okay. Alfred, you have another reason or a different reason for making a switch in careers. Maybe you can tell us about that.
Oh, I was actually in sales and product marketing, two jobs previously. Both I was made redundant due to merger and acquisition. When my current boss started this company dealing with air conditioning system and mechanical ventilation, they offered me a role as a service manager and then for the after sales support. Thereafter, I grew to really enjoy this built environment sector, and then I took up some short courses to equip myself for it.
So in the process of making that switch, you both reskilled, you had to retrain, you took short courses. Wee Tech, Alfred, were you able to take advantage of any government grants or training allowances at the time, Wee Tech?
At that point in time, I wasn't aware what was available. So for me, no, I didn't apply to any grants or training allowances.
What about you, Alfred?
I'm quite blessed that some of those training consultants that I spoke to, they explained all the mechanics to me. So courses I took up were partially funded by SkillsFuture. That's between 70% and 90%. And then beside that, I also have the NTUC, the UTP funding, as the signing up as a NTUC member. And of course, there is also E2I, and then just a small little amount that I come up out of pocket. Yeah.
Okay. Tell us, what was it like? This one's also for the two of you. Maybe Alfred, you can go first. Tell us what it was like attending these learning courses. Were you also still working at the time, Alfred?
Yes. I was working. Of course, because the courses that I took is relevant to the new industry that I come on board. So it really helps me to deepen my understanding on a certain area, certain aspects in the industry. And then I enjoy it. And also these courses, I met with many people. Some of them actually, we even have a very good business collaboration. That is actually beneficial.
Was it difficult juggling the time? You'd still be working. Did your workplace give you some time off to attend these courses, or would you have to do it after working?
Actually, I have very supportive bosses, so we were allowed to take a 1 hour time off early so that I can go and have my dinner before attend the evening classes. but it's really tiring.
And WeTek, how about you?
In my case, I was actually enrolled with the Masters of IT and Business program at Singapore Management University. There was an option to either do it full-time or part-time, but I've decided to do it full-time back then because I had actually anticipated that it would be difficult to work and learn at the same time. I would say this is a lot to do with time and energy management. I just think that would be difficult to really, learn something new at the end of a long work day.
Right. And also because you were self-funding for this, was it a 3-year course?
No, this was actually a 1-year full-time course.
Okay. All right. So you were able to devote your time entirely to this course, yes?
Yes, I would say that.
Okay.
You didn't have families that you had to manage as well, WeTek Alfred?
I wasn't married then, but I
Okay.
was living with my late grandmother. At the point in time, she had cancer, and I was one of her primary caregivers. So it was that part of the family I had to juggle while I did my studies.
Wow, that could not have been easy. I can only imagine, yeah, with someone who, I mean, you were maybe not the primary caregiver, but certainly you had to be there when you were required to be. At the end of the day, after the courses were done and you decided to make that transition, it's a huge leap, and it really is a difficult decision to make. But after you've gone through the training, you've also now got to look for another job after completing the program. Now that's another hurdle as well, isn't it, WeTek?
Yes. Although I would say that I was pretty lucky, because when I graduated, there was a very high demand for the course that I studied for, which was in data science. So I was able to get a job relatively quickly.
Okay, and when you took on this job as well, were you happy with how much they were paying you?
I would say no, but only because I kind of I was actually prepared to take
Oh,
a
okay,
pay
pay
cut from
cut.
my previous job. Yes,
Okay.
because I was starting out in a new role in a new industry. So, and I just felt like it was difficult for me or for the new employer to match up to my previous pay that I
Okay.
had in operations.
And was this a smaller firm as well?
It was a startup. It's this company called Zalora.
Ah, yes.
Zalora.
Okay.
Okay.
Zalora, right?
Yes.
Yes, that's right.
I mean, the thing is, a change is difficult. Transitions are very difficult, and we all have to go through this
Yeah.
at different seasons of our lives. And I can only imagine when you're making a mid-career switch, WeTek Alfred, you're thinking of so many more things than someone maybe who's 20 years younger, just about to start, because you've kind of settled into one role. Then you decided, well, maybe it's time for you to make a change. So WeTek, difficult for you and yet challenging to get a new job. Well, what about you, Alfred? Because you entered the green economy, didn't you?
Yes, I'm blessed to be in the built environment that is
Yeah.
actually this sector is rapidly transitioning into a more sustainability design and also in operational resource efficiency. So, no, this it's just ride the wave.
Right. WeTek, you handle data and analytics with this sneaker brand called Kariuma. What exactly do you look at?
I actually take care of all the data functions within the company. So this would include areas like data governance, data engineering, and data analytics.
Do you have workers who are younger than you that you have to
Yes.
manage, or do you have people who are in a similar age bracket as you?
People who are younger than me.
Okay, and do you encourage the younger ones to take on as many courses as they possibly can get their hands on, because that's only going to be good for their careers?
Yes, certainly, of course. In fact, I always encourage my team members to spend more time upgrading their knowledge and upskilling wherever possible. Partly because this is like the best time for them in the whole lives when they have fewer obligations and they can devote more time and energy to improving themselves.
We want to take the conversation back to the budget announcement on expanding the Skills Future Initiative. Now, this will provide an allowance to mid-career workers who are aged 40 and above who are taking up training courses. Now, this would include part-time courses and part-time programs as well. If given the opportunity, gentlemen, would you guys want to take on more of these courses, you know, devote more of your time and not to change jobs, but maybe to level up? Alfred?
Yes, certainly I will, because actually the built environment is very wide. No, I will certainly want to take up SkillsFuture courses to deepen my skill in this sector and also into ESG, because now we are also looking at decarbonization. So yeah, I definitely will consider.
Richard?
Yes, definitely. This is very important in a field like mine, where the knowledge and technology are both progressing very quickly. So, of course, as we all probably know, ChatGPT wasn't around until a few years ago, and now we are talking about a lot of other generative AI AI solutions permeating the industry and the market. So for me, definitely, it's something that I always have to be mindful about to keep up so that I don't run the risk of becoming obsolete and irrelevant to employers.
I guess that's another thing that a lot of mid-career workers are concerned with. You know, when you ask them what are their main worries, they always say job security or insecurity.
But I'd be made redundant.
Yeah, exactly. So it's important to always retrain, to upskill, to reskill as well. But it's always getting that first step. You know, taking that first step is always difficult. There are a lot of them listening in right now, and they are also wondering whether they should take on some of these courses for lifelong learning. What would you tell them? This one's for the two of you, WeTech and Alfred. What would you tell them were the most difficult things for you to start off doing? And when you pursue it, did it come naturally? Was it a difficult, long road of getting your brain to start, sort of winding in a certain way to make sure you understand things? Were you afraid that you were surrounded by a lot of young people taking these courses and maybe you were not as willing to ask questions because you were a bit embarrassed? What were the things that you found difficult taking up these courses that you can rest assured people listening in right now to say, you know what, it's not that bad? Alfred, maybe you can go first.
Yeah. Actually, you know, routine, when we are very comfortable with our current job, when we have a routine, when we have a stable income, you know, we maintain our lifestyle. But then often we need to ask ourselves, because I was made redundant twice. So I'm sharing this with all listeners. We need to ask ourselves, are we ready if there's any disruption to the labor market, if there's any shift in the market? So I believe it's only in upskilling and reskilling, then can our workforce be relevant, be resilient, and also be employable. Now, also, when I attend this course, I when I arrive early, I actually have a lot of chat with classmates who is around my age. So then I realized that actually being made redundant is not bad luck. It's just, have we really give a thought to deepen ourselves, our skill, or to reskill and to make, to keep ourselves relevant in the market? So that's something for the listener to consider.
Here's a just a thought here. Are you performing better now than you were before you were made redundant? I mean, have you found your true purpose?
Definitely, because actually attending these courses, I actually attend some course that is relevant to the industry. Then before it triggered my interest into sustainability design, into the green economy, into green finance. And then I took on this course. And when the market shift, when industrial leader, like in our built environment, we have a developer like CDL who who wanted to decarbonize. And somehow I was ready. I have the skill set and I was able to contribute to the organization. And you never know. But if you just be complacent, be comfortable with what you have, then if there is a shift, there will be some challenge for some of us, especially we are not too young, and neither are we too old. We are still employable, but then do we have the necessary skill set for this shift? That's what I went through, and I'm really very grateful for some of the influence that that fellow classmates, participants in those short courses has encouraged one another.
Yeah, I think that's so important to have them as a support group as well. Alfred, would you like to add on to that?
Well, you see, we actually have different chat groups of friends from a different sector. They came in, and then we exchanged notes, and then we understand certain industrial trends. Some of us may not be aware of it, and then there's some shared interest, and then we encourage, and then we go sign up for another course together. So when you have some buddies going on,
It's so
you don't feel
important.
lonely, and then you don't feel that would I be too old? Would I be the oldest one in the class?
You know, just taking that plunge is already a huge step forward.
It is, it
W
is.
WeTek, would you like to contribute too?
Sure. I think from my own experience, the biggest mindset shift back then was transitioning from applying knowledge to receiving and learning new knowledge again. That was a bit of a challenge because when we work in the office, right, we are always looking to do something and contribute something. Whereas in a classroom environment, we are looking to acquire knowledge with the hope of applying it later on. So at that point in time, the mindset shift was a little bit difficult at first. But it helps that, there were fellow students with me in the classroom who were kind of doing the same thing. They were either transitioning to a different job or a different career, or they were just students who have just graduated from their bachelor's and moving to a master's program. The one other fear I had back then was the fear of not being able to catch up because there was a lot of new topics, a lot of new knowledge to be learned. But I was fortunate that the lecturers, the professors in the schools were all very, very helpful. There were a lot of support systems in place. I made friends with my fellow classmates who are of different ages, some of them younger, some of them older. And probably like what Alfred had as well, which there's a kind of like a support network that helped to make the transition back to the classroom a lot easier.
How do you think the younger classmate can actually contribute to the growth of older workers?
I think what I really admire about them is their energy and their creativity in solving problems. I mean, I still remember like one of my classmates who were younger than me. The way that he took on a class assignment was astonishing, very fast. It was a programming assignment. He was really quick at it. He knew what to do, and he showed me some new tools and new platforms that I've not seen before.
Oh, cool.
So I think for the younger classmates, their strengths really lie in their receptivity to new technologies, to new learning tools or platforms, which, I mean, for me as an older worker, sometimes I find it a little bit harder to adapt compared to the younger ones.
And here you are doing so well, both of you, WeTek and Alfred. I mean, we congratulate you. I'm not sure if I could do what you're doing. I'm not sure about Lance, but
I'd struggle.
I would
I'm
struggle.
honest. You know,
I would struggle so much.
I mean, when I left TV and came
To
across the
radio, right?
radio, I thought it was going to be an easy transition. It wasn't. Over at TV, everything's done for you. Over at radio,
You do it
it's
all
basically a
yourself.
one-person operation. You're
You're like an
paneling.
octopus, yeah?
You have to be. So you have to adapt.
Correct. So we grew four other limbs, actually, to be able to do the job we do. So WeTek and Alfred, congratulations on your move. And we're really, really pleased, that you were able to transition from one to the next. And hopefully, as you take on more courses, more will be open to you and you will continue to find that purpose and that passion. Thanks very much for making time.
Having me here.
Thank you. Lee WeTek is Head of Data and Analytics with a sneaker brand, Kariuma. And Alfred Liu is Decarbonization Lead with air conditioning service provider SASM&E Private Limited.